Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast, Ask Bone Teacher, where I answer your formal questions in an informal way. So today my guest is Dr. Mithali Mangoli, a first year MS ophthalmology resident in JNMC, Belgaum. She's so much fun to talk to, and one interesting fact about her is that she has been training in classical music since the age of 3 years. So hi Dr. Mithali, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you so much for having me on this podcast today. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Thank you for being here. You're more than welcome. But let's quickly dive into what we are here for. What kind of value do you think you can add to the lives of our listeners today?
Sir, in your previous podcasts and videos, you have talked about motivation, discipline, persistence, consistency, and patience. So the one value which I feel is really important for everyone, especially in the circumstances that we are living in, is resilience. So I want to add that to the list.
Okay, so resilience, right? So what is resilience? I mean, we know the definitive meaning of it, but what does it mean to you?
Sir, it is the quality to recover from our setbacks as quickly as possible. Matlab, to get back to your pre-crisis self. So it's a kind of a flexibility, but not the type that Seema Tapare auntie from Mumbai is looking for.
Okay, so we have a Netflix buff here. So I can understand what you mean by that, but how is it vastly different from every other trait we have discussed in my previous videos and podcasts? I mean, how is it first different and why is it important?
Sir, everyone at some point in their lives has hit the rock bottom, felt hopeless, worthless, and been in complete despair. Whether it's failing in an exam, losing a business, or being in a bad relationship, all these situations are pathetic and you are allowed to feel sorry about it and feel bad about it. But kab tak? Because life doesn't stop here, and it might feel like everything is over and bas, this is the end of it. But it is exactly at this point that we must try to cling on to that one ray of hope.
It's funny you should say that, clinging on to that one ray of hope. I mean, doesn't it sound like a cliche, cling on to the ray of hope? Everyone says that, but do we actually cling on to it? What do you mean by clinging on to that ray of hope?
No, sir. More than actually fixing the problem, we need the courage to start looking for the solution. That's what is being resilient. Whether or not we actually get to the solution is a different matter altogether. But it's that one moment of strength which makes us want to get up. That's what makes all the difference.
I can understand what you're getting to. Right, but I know it's easy to say all that, Mithali. It's easy to say hold on to that, cling on to that ray of hope, and you take that first step.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me, how do you actually go about doing that? How do you actually hold on to that one ray of hope?
Sir, I know this is the most difficult thing to do, especially when you have factual proof of things not going well. It is extremely difficult to keep a positive attitude and look at the brighter side of things, no matter how many friends and family members keep telling you.
I mean, I like how you say the factual proof of things not going well. It's kind of reminding me that everything is going against you and there is evidence that
whatever
you do will not succeed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about. Evidence hai ki ye kaam nahi karega mere liye. Phir bhi uske bawajood we have to work for it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let me ask you this. How can you be so sure? How can you be so sure that if you continue to do that thing, that you will find some success in it? Have you been through something like this yourself?
Yes, sir. I actually started preparing for my entrance exam last year in January. And previously, I had taken this exam during my internship. So in comparison, maine bahut kuch change kiya tha in my study pattern. I had made an elaborate 10-month timetable with first reading, second reading, and revision kab karna hai.
And everything, first reading se leke revision tak.
I had a 10-month plan ki Jan, Feb se kya karna hai. And then I started making notes. I decided to relearn all the basics by watching all videos possible. And I worked very hard throughout the year. I used to study for...
Hard matlab, what do you mean hard?
I used to study for around 10 to 12 hours a day. And I took mock tests, I took grand tests, and unka score was fine, I was improving. So I knew that I had given my best shot at this exam. And
okay.
when the results came out, I was devastated. Mm-hmm. I was shocked. My rank was 30,000.
Were you not expecting that kind of a rank? What were you expecting? What were you hoping for a miracle?
No, sir. I was not expecting a miracle, but I was actually hoping for a score of at least 600 or so. And I mm-hmm. knew after the exam only that something had gone wrong, but I didn't okay. know how much impact it would have on my rank. So okay. clearly I had not reached the goal I worked so hard for, and having already repeated the year once, I didn't know abhi kya karna hai. And I think everyone mm-hmm. who is preparing for any competitive exam can relate to the pressure. I was totally unprepared for this scenario because maine to assume hi kar liya tha ki I'm going to do well.
Amitari, I can so relate to this, and I can clearly understand what you must have felt at that time, because you put in the hard work
yeah.
and you have a roadmap and you follow protocol, you give in the hours, you give in the
yeah.
time, you sacrifice so much, and then you expect a score, you expect
yes,
a rank
yes,
and you expect
yes.
a certain result, and then when you don't get that, you are so not prepared to respond to this kind of setback that temporarily you feel out of place and you have no idea how to go about it.
Yes,
right?
sir. Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. In fact, I used to tell my best friend Shreya, who has been my go-to person throughout MBBS, ki yaar,
okay.
next year to apna time aega. And 2020 mein to ekdam mast rank mil jayega. But
okay, so hi Shreya, thank you for being the best friend of Mitali over here.
But,
okay, so what did you do next? So what did you do next?
Yeah, so for the next few weeks, I kept trying to make sense ki yaar ye kya hua, kaise hua, and where did I go wrong? I felt so isolated, even though my parents were home during the lockdown, and I could see
okay.
that they were worried about me. Because according
Obviously.
To me, I had made no mistake in this preparation, and I didn't know what to change even if I wanted to start studying again. Because jab first attempt diya tha during the internship,
right.
tabhi I knew what mistakes I made and I knew how to work on them. Now I didn't know kya karu, abhi kya different karu main.
Again, matlab, you knew the mistakes you made, and so you kind of were ready for a poor result, and you got it. But now you've changed the plan and you worked your ass off, literally.
Yeah.
You worked hard, but then you don't get the rank that you seek. I know it must have been so bad.
Yeah.
How did you start to overcome that?
So I couldn't sleep, I couldn't think of anything else, and ghar pe itna tension tha that there was only one conversation ki admission ka kya. So to distract myself, then I started reading novels, self-help books, I started painting, I watched a lot of your videos, I watched a lot of TED Talks, and then sometime around March end, while I was talking to my mom, I realized ki nahi bas ho gaya ye. अभी एडमिशन का तो बहुत अनसर्टेनिटी है, मिलेगा या नहीं पता नहीं है. सो द ओनली थिंग दैट्स इन माय हैंड इज टू स्टार्ट प्रिपेयरिंग अगेन. मतलब वर्स्ट केस सिनेरियो, अगर नहीं मिलता है एडमिशन कहीं पे भी, तो एटलीस्ट आई कैन फील ओके अबाउट इट, थिंकिंग कि मैंने कुछ तो पढ़ाई की है, आई हैव नॉट वेस्टेड माय टाइम. सो देन आई स्टार्टेड ब्रेकिंग डाउन माय फेलियर बिट बाय बिट. आई ट्राइड टू रिमेंबर वेयर माय वीक व्हाट माय वीक एरियाज वर, एंड आई स्टार्टेड मेकिंग अ प्लान वंस अगेन.
It's very difficult to come back from such a setback and bring yourself to the original form. So I guess this is what probably resilience is for you, and this is what you were talking about, right? To get back into the original form of preparation.
Yeah, yeah. That's absolutely right, sir. So the first thing that I did was I renewed my Marrow subscription, which had also ended in January itself.
Right, talk about the end of your preparation. You were so mentally prepared
exactly.
that ye ending hai mere preparation ki, that your Marrow subscription ended
in January.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
right, I can imagine. Yeah, so
then I opened my notes that I had made last year, and you won't believe, sir, I had tears in my eyes looking at them. Because of all the,
right.
looking at all the highlighted parts, all the post-its, they just reminded me of the hours of mehnat all of this had taken. But I fought it and I started again. And
I mean, Mitali, I mean, sorry for interrupting you,
no.
but I can so relate to it. I have this visceral feeling. I know what it must feel like. because when you go back to that room, that place or the table where you were preparing the last time around, you see all the things and you're reminded of all the sacrifices you made and the hard work that you had put in, the sleepless nights that you had to, you know, go through. And then for what? For something that has not materialized.
I think that is
the most difficult part of, you know, coming back to the original grind, isn't it?
Yes, sir. It was so difficult to focus because people were calling, texting, and they were asking ki kitna mila tujhe. Wo XYZ ko to bahut acha rank aaya hai, you know. So there was a lot of background noise as such. And then started the pathetic admission process, which is designed to give you a slow, tortured death every single day.
It's funny that you say that. I mean, there was this other student that I was speaking to the other day, and they said counseling is like a scripted reality show, sir. Kuch bhi ho sakta hai, kuch pata nahi hai. Wild card entries hote hai,
and people are
just sent out.
Yes, sir. Right. Really, that's true.
So how was it for you? And how could you manage, you know, thinking and worrying about the counseling process and studying?
So, sir, eventually I started studying. I made a plan that I'll at least study for 4 hours a day. But things got worse for me in April. Actually, on 28th of April, I lost my grandmom.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you, sir. It wasn't sudden or anything. She was old and she was bedridden for quite some time. And I thought I could process it with stability. But I don't know if it was only her passing away or also the stress I was already under. But I couldn't express what I was going through. And I didn't cry when it happened, but it started sinking in much later. So it started getting very difficult to focus on studying.
I think it is something like this, Mithali. It's like it's a lot of pent up, you know, stress and pain and sadness, and then there is this one gate that opens up, and after that, what happens? Everything opens up, and there's a flood of emotion. I think that's what has happened to you.
Yes, sir. And after that, it became very difficult to keep a track of the admission process also. And I must say this, sir, it's really important to understand the process of admission, because I have seen people with ranks much better than mine lose out on good seats because they haven't understood what is happening.
Yeah, I mean, you're so true. Again, like multiple students have messaged me saying they don't understand this process of counseling. And because of that fact, they miss out on great seats, and people who are way, way behind them, they come and take those seats. So I think it is very, very important that you understand this process.
Sir.
And if you don't, you need to ask around.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, so what next for you?
So, sir, anyway, the progress that I had made till now while studying, that had gone down to zero. Phir se barbaad ho gaya tha. And I had to pick myself up from ground zero once again. So I took the help of a counselor who guides through the admission process. And that with his help, I got a complete idea of how to play this game.
So while the admission process was going, you were studying simultaneously?
Yes, sir. Because actually...
With this new plan?
Yes, sir. Because I didn't want to take admission in just some branch, which I didn't really want to do. My parents were really worried about everything, but they have supported me completely. And every day some new notice used to come up about the process. Some new reservation quota would come up. There were court cases piling up. And half of my brain was occupied with this, and the other half was struggling to focus and study.
I mean, I can imagine the struggle of an uncertain mind, because see, when you know the outcome of something, you kind of, you know, even though initially there might be difficulty accepting it, but then you actually, there is a closure.
Yes, sir.
Right. But I feel particularly for these people who get these kind of limbo ranks,
so
great and not so bad. So these people are the ones who suffer the most because they don't have clarity of the outcome of this counseling process. So because of this, neither can they get the seat that they hoped for or they wanted, nor can they utilize that time properly to study further, right? So was that the case for you?
Yes, sir. That was the case for me totally. At one point of time, my aim of the day was ki main bas 20 MCQs solve kar lu. Bas. Really, these past 4-5 months have been the absolute worst for me.
Coming back to your original value that you wanted to share, resilience, right? So I'm still interested to know, when did this resilience actually pay off for you? When is it going to pay off?
Sir, it was my luck. It was pure luck that I got the branch of my choice in a very good hospital on merit. I really feel like I am the wild card entry over here. And it really is a miracle in this otherwise toxic year. But I think the universe kind of rewards you in some way when you show some sort of courage. I think that's what happened in my case.
Right. So without sounding like a broken record, I want to just quote Shah Rukh Khan here, what he said in Om Shanti Om, right? Kisi cheez ko shiddat se chaho to puri kainat tumhe usse milane ki koshish karti. I think your persistence to, you know, continue preparing, even though you didn't get a very good rank, I think that paid off, right?
But sir, I've seen so many of my friends who are preparing for these civil service exams and CA exams who fall behind by just one or two marks after working so hard and giving so many attempts. It's really very difficult to gather all the courage possible to start again and prepare for the next year when you've already put your heart into it. So these internal battles are the ones which really need the resilience.
Yes, like I said before, right? So the people who have not worked hard and they don't get the outcome that they were hoping for, they don't feel so bad because they knew ki they don't, they know that they don't deserve it, right? Yeah. But then when people put in the hard work and they don't get the outcome or something close to the outcome they hope for, these are the ones who are, you know, broken. These are the ones who are shattered. So I think if these people manage to get up and put in the effort again, there's a very, very high chance that they would succeed. So now my question to you, Mithali, is how can these people be resilient? Can you tell me?
Sir, naturally, there's no switch to start being resilient. So it's like a process and it's more of a conditioning. In my case, I was like, थोड़ा थोड़ा पढ़ाई करके इन द रेस्ट ऑफ द टाइम आई डिडंट वांट टू जस्ट सेल्फ पिटी नहीं करना था एंड ओवर थिंकिंग से प्रॉब्लम और बढ़ रही थी सो आई थॉट लेट्स ट्राई समथिंग न्यू लेट्स डेवलप अ न्यू हॉबी सो आई स्टार्टेड वाटर कलर पेंटिंग नाउ आई हैव नेवर लर्नड एनीथिंग अबाउट ड्रॉइंग पेंटिंग नेवर डन इट इन स्कूल वेरी हैप्पीली बट समहाउ आई हैव सीन दोस वीडियोज ऑन इंस्टाग्राम एंड आई थॉट कि लेट्स ट्राई इट सो I started by watching YouTube videos and following tutorials on Instagram, and it really helped me calm down.
I think what you're saying is, you know, in order to calm yourself down, it's always best to kind of go into a little bit of reset mode or distract yourself.
This actually made me clear a lot of clutter in my mind, and it made me very happy. So it made me think of a solution, and this wasn't some प्लान कि मैंने अब पेंटिंग स्टार्ट की है तो मुझे क्लैरिटी मिलेगी या मैं रिजिलिएंट बन जाऊंगी इट जस्ट हैपेंड एंड इट जस्ट मेड मी लुक एट थिंग्स विद अ बेटर पर्सपेक्टिव सो इट मेड माय माइंड फंक्शन बेटर एंड
आई थिंक दैट्स द पॉइंट राइट बेसिकली बीइंग रिजिलिएंट इज थिंकिंग प्रैक्टिकली for a problem that is in front of you. And you can only think practically when you have a clear mind. And in order to make your mind clear, you need to distract yourself from the original problem. Yes.
And actually what this made me realize was that if you have reached an end point, there can't be anything worse. मतलब इससे बुरा क्या ही हो सकता है अब जो होना है अच्छा ही होगा
राइट बॉटम पे है तो इससे नीचे कहाँ जाना है
यू जस्ट नीड टू बिलीव इन इट कि And once you reach there, I think you find the strength to get up and fight back. It's actually very difficult to put all of this into practice, but
absolutely,
it's necessary. मतलब ये कहने को सुनने को अच्छा लग रहा है, but it's really required. And we are surrounded by so much negativity that preserving our mental health is becoming more and more difficult. So that's why I feel building your resilience is as important as building your immunity. But sadly, there is no coronel which can help us in this.
Right. There is no coronel for mental health.
Yeah.
All right, Mithali. Thank you so much for being on this show. It was so nice speaking to you. I mean, I think many people listening to this will relate to all the things that you have been through. And they will hopefully find some value and continue to be resilient
yeah.
and fight for what they want.
Oh, thank you so much, sir, for giving me this opportunity. It's such an honor to share this space with you. I hope I have been of some help to everyone who's listening.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. But my last question to you, Mitali, would be this. It's a question that I ask everyone on my show. When and why did you start following me, and did I bring any kind of value in your life?
Sir, my friend had suggested about your videos on YouTube when I was preparing for this entrance. And that's when I searched for you on Instagram. And then I saw you on the Marrow faculty list. And I was like, oh, this is the same bone teacher. So that's how I...
So did any of my content bring any kind of value in your life?
Yes, sir, definitely. All of your videos have always brought some enlightenment in my life. And the recent one I saw was the first year of residency, just before I actually started it. And
yes,
everything you have said in each and every video has been amazing and so helpful.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And in that video, I talk about Shoshin, which means a beginner's mindset,
a mindset
that is eager to learn and, you know, experience new things.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Mitali. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much, sir.
So for everyone listening, I hope you found some value from today's session. Comment below and tell me if you did. Alright guys, keep things simple and stupid. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Mitali is also on Instagram. You can follow her if you want to. Comment your questions and suggestions below. I will try to talk about them in my next podcast. Till then, take care. Bye-bye.